That's some sensational catch. Absolutely brilliant from Hooper. It was hit back firmly by Maiello. Hammered down the ground. It could fly all the way for a maximum. It's going to soar into the sky. That's the six they needed. That's 50 for Forbrush. What a knock that is from him. Outstanding striking, and that six brings Guernsey back into the game.
Could be a catch. What a catch! One-handed grab, and that's Josh Butler, the captain. Oh my days, we have been treated to some catches in this tournament.
Welcome to Under the Covers, Guernsey Cricket's very own podcast, brought to you in association with podcast sponsors OSA Recruitment. On this podcast, we chat to players old and new, coaches, administrators, and other cricketing badgers along the way. I'm Ben Furbrush, player development manager and pathway lead for Guernsey Cricket, as well as your podcast host. On today's episode of Under the Covers, I'm joined by ex-Guernsey captain Stuart Leprevo as we preview the Weekend League Championship.
So Stuart, thanks very much for coming on. Obviously, you've got a couple of hats on in this interview.
Yeah, I do, mate. Yeah, obviously, you're part of the selection team for the Ireland side and, yeah, as a groundsman as well. So you're both.
Yeah, as we look ahead to the Weekend League Championship, obviously, as we're recording this, there's some light drizzle coming down, which
obviously
is never ideal. You know, from last year, it was a really competitive league. I think there was sort of three out of the four teams were really in the running to win it till sort of like the last week.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's all you can ask for in a league, really. That's what you want. You want teams to be competitive. No one likes to see a one-sided game, really. And to be honest, players don't learn an awful lot from it, whether they win or lose. So, yeah, hopefully we'll have another competitive league and with a couple of slightly different formats this year. So, yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, and with that, obviously, College have now gone in as an individual school. Myself and Stokesy have come out of those teams. How do you think they'll fare this year?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good for the College. I think it's always good to get the youngsters playing against the men, just to try and sort of, you know, learn their trade. You know, it's what it might be that they may get beaten a couple of times fairly heavily or whatever, but that's actually, you know, getting them playing against the guys is what we really need. And there's, you know, there's obviously a couple of the young bowlers, Charlie and Harry, who are in the senior side, so they'll have a decent bowling attack. Obviously, Ollie Clapham in there as well. So they've all been involved in the pre-season stuff for the Ireland side. So, yeah, I mean, it bodes well for them. And then obviously the younger guys in their team can learn from their guys and, you know, just, yeah, it'd be good to see how they go.
So I caught up with Elizabeth College captain Ollie Clapham. Let's hear what he had to say ahead of the season. So ahead of the season, obviously a bit different this year. College have entered back in as a sole team themselves.
Yeah, so really excited for that. I think we've had a good couple of years with the OEs, but it'll be nice to sort of go solo, I guess, and see what we can do against sort of the top teams in Guernsey.
Yeah, I guess it's really good for your guys' development to play as a school yourselves. Obviously, the OEs had a place at the time, but I think that's, like you said, really good for your development.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
And then with that, obviously, you guys are playing, starting off on Saturday against Griffins with a T20, which is kind of the reverse of the fixture that we were meant to have. How come that's come about?
So we were originally meant to be on the boat going away to the National Schools T20 competition on Saturday night, but the sailings have changed and now we're a bit earlier. So we've managed to fit in a T20, which will probably put us in a good place for the game on Sunday.
Yeah, and so with that, you know, sort of what are your aspirations for the season as a side?
I think it's probably no secret that we're going in as a bit of underdog, so it'd be really nice to sort of cause some upsets. I think we have got like a really strong group of players, with a lot of people sort of in and around the Ireland side, so it'll be good to see what we can do, really.
Yeah, and with that, obviously, the T20 probably doesn't favour you guys so much, but the 40-over stuff is probably more where your skills will hold their own, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so too. It's sort of... quite good. I think we'll be quite good with the ball this year. We might struggle a bit with the bat, but then we'll see how we go, really.
Yeah, and then with fielding wise, you guys are obviously a young, fit side, so probably move better than other sides.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so anyway. We worked quite hard on our fielding all through the junior setup, so it'll be sort of nice to see when we get out there how we fare up against the other teams.
Yeah, best of luck for the season.
Cheers.
So that was Elizabeth College captain Ollie Clapham. So looking at the other sides, there's been a few transfers over the winter. Young seamer Tony Merrion has gone back to Cobo, along with Ollie Nightingale and Tom Nightingale joining.
Yeah, so Cobo, I suppose on paper you'd sort of probably say that Cobo are the strongest seam, with yourself back in there as well, Ferbs, obviously. But yeah, I mean, but you know, to coin a phrase which is a bit cheesy, but the game's not played on paper. You've got to do it out there in the middle. And, you know, it's boding well for hopefully a good summer and a close league.
So I caught up with newly appointed Cobo captain, Ollie Nightingale. So Ollie Nightingale, thanks once again for coming on. Cobo Weekend League skipper as well this year?
Yep, doing that as well. Jamie gave me everything, so excited to get going in that. I think, yeah, it's a good opportunity to get together with some mates that I probably played with 5-6 years ago at Kobo before I left, and yeah, get back doing that as well.
Yeah, and then with that, obviously the weekend league championships has changed slightly. So it's a 40-over competition and a T20 all in one. You know, sort of what are your aspirations and high hopes for that competition?
Yeah, interesting. I think we've got a good squad. Obviously, you've come back from Elizabeth College. Tommy's signed. My brother and I've come back. So yeah, probably stronger than last year, I would say. But look, it's normally pretty competitive. Griffins normally consider themselves the underdogs, but obviously they won the CI League last year, so they'll probably be in it. And then a couple of young bowlers at College that we've obviously seen with Guernsey. So yeah, could be pretty close.
Yeah, and then with that, that leads us into sort of the CI League as well, where Cobo have been really competitive over the last couple of years. Again, you've played some quite crucial roles for on the other side of the water in that competition.
Yeah, unfortunately lost out last year when I was back with St Ones, but no. I think Cobo have had a pretty good record the last couple of years and obviously hopefully go one further this year and beat a Guernsey or Jersey team in the final. I'm not sure it will really matter, but hopefully get over to Jersey and win that final.
Yeah, and then with that, is there any players you know we should be sort of looking out for in the CI League that you think can have a bumpy year?
Well, Tommy started very well, so if he went nicely in the CI League, that would be good for us. And then, I don't know, Zacho on his day is probably as dangerous as anyone, and I think he scored some probably valuable runs last year for Cobo, so he certainly did against us. So, yeah, no, probably Zacho, tidy behind the wickets as well, keeping as well. So between him and then Will Peatford with the ball, I guess he's probably been around a bit longer, but yeah, probably Will and bowling.
And then you start your campaign on Saturday off against Wanderers Regulars with a pretty strong side out. You know, good way to start the season with the sort of everyone available.
Yeah, I think it always works like that. Everyone's around for the first game and then pretty quickly we're scratching around trying to make 11. But no, very strong the first weekend and hopefully get off to a good start in the 40-over comp here at KG5. And then build some momentum and carry that through the season.
So that was Ollie Nightingale, Cobo captain.
Yeah, and then with that... two more South Africans have signed for Wanderers Regulars.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so to be honest with you, it's, you know, when I look back sort of 20 years or so, there was an influx of a couple of South Africans, or three or four maybe South Africans then. Obviously, Ami Banerjee from India, Frithi was back around, sort of fairly new in those days. There was a couple of Aussie guys who came over as well. And it only strengthened the league, you know. It makes our sort of ICC-eligible players sort of stand up to the plate a bit more, you know. So obviously these guys, they can't qualify just yet, but you know, who knows, in a few years time, like Marty Dar Bradley obviously is doing that sort of stuff now. So yeah, it'd be really good if they can stick around. Obviously sometimes their work doesn't allow that, but the main thing is to sort of bring the level of local cricket up, which I think they hopefully will.
Yeah, and with that, let's hear what Wanderers Regulars captain Lucas Barker had to say ahead of the season.
This season starts off on Saturday against Cobo.
Yep, it does. Looking forward to it, ready to go. A lot of work's been done in the winter by a lot of people, so yeah, can't wait.
And then with that, any signings or have you lost any players this winter?
We've lost Tom Nightingale, which is big for us. He's gone to Cobo to play with his brother. And then Matt Stokes isn't going to be playing weekend cricket on Guernsey. He's going to be playing in the UK. So yeah, two of the better batters in Guernsey aren't going to be playing for us, which is a shame. But having said that, we don't need them.
Get confident without them.
Yeah, why not? Like, you know, we love our little group. If you don't want to play for us, then that's on you.
Yeah, and then with that last year sort of mixed season, some good results and some not so good results for you guys. What do you sort of put that down to?
Yeah, well, I think it's a frustrating year. I think that's probably a contributing factor. I don't want to speak to him, but for Tom going is that it's difficult. We've got guys a little bit older with families, and you know, we haven't particularly in the past last couple of years had a consistent 11 on the weekend stuff. So that's probably one of Tom's frustrations. And because of that, we would put in fantastic performances, and then followed by, you know, not as good. Having said that, you know, we had a real chance to win the CI League last year. Almost did. Didn't quite work out. But yeah, that is the best. We talked about the history in your last interview with me about the Evening League, that having all the history, which is brilliant. But the best competition in domestic cricket in Guernsey is the CR League, so we just can't wait for that to start.
Yeah, and with that, obviously the change of format this year to the local league is actually 40 overs.
Yeah.
Probably something that you're not a big fan of, and neither am I.
No, well, yeah, I don't know who's made that call. And playing the T20 games as well, it's just not on, really. We already have nine games, I think, out of 40 to 50 over cricket this year. It's not enough. I don't know who's in charge, Furby, but whoever made that call, it's not on me. I'd much rather play, rather than play 40, play 50. But if we're going to play 40, definitely not play T20s instead of the 50, instead of the proper one-day stuff.
Yeah, no, I think obviously my game certainly doesn't benefit from the shorter format.
I like it. It's a good day out with friends and, food and whatever. I just love the whole day. I love proper cricket. But having said that, T20's got its place and we're looking forward to... GH is going to play weekend cricket again because he doesn't mind playing the T20 and it works with his family, so that's a positive, is that we'll get him back for the T20 stuff.
Yeah, no, best of luck.
Thanks.
So yeah, Lucas Barker there, Wanderers regulars captain. So Stuart, with your selector's hat on now, obviously we've got a mixed formats this year with 40 over and T20s, probably T20s taking more of the precedent just with the nature of the tournament coming up this summer.
Yeah, most definitely, with the tournament later in the year, it's that is crucial. We've had a good start to the season as a senior sort of group. Been really good to get the Hampshire and Somerset guys and also the Ireland Academy guys over. Those trips have been proved invaluable, really. Pretty well balanced in the teams, you know what I mean? There wasn't one side that was stupidly worse or better than the other. So it was actually a really good thing for our guys to go out and sort of pit their wits against them. So, yeah, more of that sort of stuff would be great. And then, yeah, so the Ireland side, looking from a selector's point of view, it's, you know, you're a batsman, your currency's runs, and your bowler, you know, your wickets, and trying to keep the runs down. But in T20, that can be difficult, as we know, especially on mats. But you know, it's a home advantage for us in the tournament. So let's just give it a good go, and you know, let's see what we can do even.
And then with the weekend championship, obviously Griffins are possibly without Lure at the moment. So Luke Letitia's got a knee injury. Mm-hmm. They have got an Aussie that's come over, Izzy, who trained last night. So, you know, I guess we can probably expect much of the same from Griffins.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they always put out a good performance, Griffins. They've got some decent players in there. On their day, they'll beat anybody. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and with that, I caught up with Griffin's captain, Tom Kirk.
So, yeah, we're just having a look ahead to the sort of pre-season. Obviously, season starts tomorrow. You guys start off with a slightly different format to everyone else. So you're actually playing a T20 first, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. It's been, I think the fixture's been rescheduled that we play the 40 over against college later in the summer. So just to accommodate, I think, college fixtures, etc. So yeah, straight into T20 rather than the 40. So hopefully get off to a good start.
Yeah, then with that, any new signings this year or any players you've sort of lost?
Charlie Rowe hasn't come back over, but we've got Izzy over from Charlie's club, I think it is. So yeah, excited to see how he gets on. Hopefully he can add something to us in all facets.
And then, yeah, with that, you guys have always sort of been competitive. I think it's sort of not been a secret, but you've always seemed to get out the same sort of probably 9 or 10 guys week in, week out, which is probably sort of the secret to your success, isn't it?
We kind of pride ourselves on having we have a small squad and we have to get good availability from everyone, which hopefully we'll get further into the summer. But first couple of games look like they might be tricky. So we'll be calling on the whole club, the whole squad to kind of help us get through there.
Yeah, and then with that, last year you guys were sort of really competitive. I think the league was really competitive last year. Obviously, the OEs were part of the league, which is now the college. But with that, sort of three teams could win it. You guys, unfortunately, sort of fell short in the final, if you like, at a first and second. It was almost a first and second shootout. And then with that, you know, you weren't one better in the CI League. Is it sort of much the same this year, looking to be right near the top of those things?
Yeah, I think we obviously turn up to every comp hoping to win or trying our best to win it. And we won't play our cricket any other way. I think with the college now becoming college again rather than OEs, I think we probably haven't benefited from those moves as much as some of the other clubs. So I think probably on paper we've got the smallest squad and we'll just be looking for big performances from all our players, really, particularly the senior ones. But yeah, hopefully we'll be in the mix come the end of the tournaments and really, yeah, obviously we're delighted to win the CI last year and we'll just give our best to try and defend that. Tall order it might be, but yeah, obviously try and defend that.
Yeah, then with that, the formats have changed slightly this year. So obviously there's a 40 over and a T20, as we touched on before. Do you think that's going to be sort of beneficial to you guys or you know, would you prefer sort of a 50 over?
To be honest, I'm not sure it matters too much. It probably benefits us in the sense that Lua's not got both knees at the moment, so that the short games probably help us in that. And he's obviously one of our key players, so that's certainly a benefit. But I think probably over the last couple of years, we've had more success in the longer form stuff rather than even the shorter form. So yeah, we'll just see how it goes. I think it's a good thing to try and shake up the comps a bit, try and keep everyone engaged. So yeah, I'm not sure it overly benefits or hinders us too much, but I think that's probably the same with each team.
So that was Griffin's captain, Tom Kirk, there. And I guess most teams do have those match winners among the ranks.
I think, to be honest with you, with most of the teams, you know, Griffin's are very like that. Wanderers, again, you know, with the likes of Lucas, he's a very destructive player. If he gets going and gets a big score, you never know what can happen. I think GH might be also playing a little bit.
Yeah, GH is back.
Fourth time out of retirement. Yeah. GH,
he's only doing the T20s. So, I don't think his knees allow.
I don't think his knees can do that. No. No, he's a good man, GH, and he's always always a good guy to have in your team. But yeah, you know, those guys are destructive. So, you know, one person can generally sort of put you in a decent position in a T20. So they've got a couple or three guys who can do that for them.
Yeah, and if you had to pick sort of one team out the hat that you'd suspect would be the favourites or to win it, who would that be?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, on paper, Kobo are probably the strongest side. They've got a few big names who, you know, can win games in that team. But T20 especially, you know, with the format being split 20 over and 40 over, it does give the likes of Wanderers, with people like Lucas, GH, those sort of guys, a bit of a licence in T20. So they'll cause upsets for sure. But, I mean, I think probably overall Kobo are the strongest side, you know. But, yeah, hopefully it'll be a close league.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we look forward to that tomorrow. Hopefully the rain holds off.
Yeah, hopefully. I think it's going to get better this afternoon. And then I think there's going to be a bit more rain tomorrow late afternoon. So hopefully we'll get the game in beforehand. And, yeah, it'll be good.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
No probs.
Thank you to listening to Under the Covers, the Guernsey Cricket Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media to catch all our latest news. Let's hear from our sponsors, OSA, for their continued support on the Guernsey Cricket Podcast.
Are you searching for top talent to drive your business forward? Look no further than OSA Recruitment, your trusted partner in finding your perfect match for your team. With almost 40 years of experience in the industry, OSA Recruitment connects businesses with exceptional candidates across a wide range of sectors. Partner with OSA Recruitment today and unlock the potential of your workforce. Visit osa.gg to learn more. OSA Recruitment. We get people jobs.
No one, you're not gonna shoot me down.